the voice of Robert Plant, once of 1970s rock giants Led Zeppelin. He's perhaps the biggest name at this year's Colours of Ostrava Music Festival. It gets underway in the North Moravian city on Thursday and reaches a climax on Sunday evening. Zlata Halušová is one of the organizers.
More than 30 artists from abroad are appearing at the festival, and not just any old groups and singers. Many of them have been honored in the BBC World Music Awards, such as Salif Keita. He's just one of many leading African artists appearing. Others include Cheikh Lo from Senegal and Mariam Hassan, who's been called a kind of desert Janis Joplin. But the festival is about more than music. We also have workshops, theatres, a cafe cinema and many more attractions.
But sticking with the music a while, other big foreign names include Gogol Bordello and The Frames, while the Czech Republic will be represented by the likes of Monkey Business and Chinaski. While many Czech music festivals take place in the country, Colours of Ostrava is unusual in that it's held in the middle of this old industrial city.
Luckily, the trade fair in Ostrava is right in the centre on Černá Louka, and there is a nice open space there by Slezsko-Ostravský Castle. It is also near Stodolní Street, where there are a lot of nightclubs, so some parts of the programme will take place there. This year, for the first time, we'll have a stage in a church, and on Sunday we'll have a gala concert in the city's Cathedral of the Divine Saviour.
One group who most certainly won't be appearing in a church during Colours of Ostrava are the raucous New York-based band Gogol Bordello, led by charismatic Ukrainian frontman Eugene Hutz. Let's hear a wee bit now from their latest CD.
Start wearing purple, wearing purple.